The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Global markets and economy are still at large shivering, gripped by the cold hand of the deadly novel pandemic. Oil prices remain low, and the coronavirus panic has cost the likes of Wall Street its worst one-day sell-off since the Black Monday crash of 1987. No one knows yet when all this shall come to the end, but endeavor to take precautions at all times, as it has been established that there is currently no vaccine to prevent coronavirus disease, and the best way to prevent illness is to avoid being exposed to the virus. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after you have been in a public place or after blowing your nose, coughing or sneezing. If soap and water are not readily available, use a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Cover all surfaces of your hands and rub them together until they feel dry. Avoid touching your eyes, nose and mouth with unwashed hands. Good morning and welcome to this midweek's episode of your World Class on Radio. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. The Nigerian stock market further declined yesterday as the All Share Index closed 0.71% lower, settling at 22,543.07 points against the previous close of 22,705.19 points it closed on Monday. Market capitalization likewise declined by 0.71% to close at 11.748 trillion naira from the previous close of 11.832 trillion naira, thereby shedding 84 billion naira. Aggregate volume of traded stocks was 675.9 million units, up by 22.56% from the previous close of 551.48 million units. Value of traded stocks was up by 40.03% to close at 8.06 billion naira from the previous close of 5.76 billion naira. Total number of deals at the close of trade was 7,368, up by 5.54% on the previous close of 6,981 deals. The market read close positive as 27 equities gained against 12 equities that declined in their share prices. WAPCO, Access Bank, and United Capital led other percentage gainers with 10% growth to close at 11 Naira, 6 Naira 5 Kobo, and 2 Naira 42 Kobo respectively. FCMB Grid share price by 9.66% to close at 1 Naira 59 Kobo from a previous close of 1 Naira 45 Kobo. Cadbury and Covington both grew their share prices by 9.62% respectively, among other gainers. Dangote Cement and Nascon Industry led other price decliners, shedding 10% of their share prices respectively. Adova PLC, CAP PLC, and International Breweries, among other price decliners, shared their share prices by 9.80%, 9.77%, and 9.57% respectively. Topping the activity charts as measured by volume and value are Zenith Bank, which traded about 173.94 million units of its shares in 1,663 deals, valued at 2.32 billion naira, and Guaranty Trust Bank, which traded about 131 million units of its shares in 1,402 deals, valued at 2.57 billion naira respectively. There is currently no sign of hope the market could inch its comeback on, as all odds seems to be against any sight of market upturn. In the area of monetary policy, the CBN is really trying all it could to have the economy stable, and the government is neither sleeping on their own part, and we sincerely hope that there will be light at the end of the tunnel soon. Julius Berger Nigerian PLC's audited financial report for the period ended 31st December 2019 shows a 39.9% improvement in turnover. Profit before tax grew by 36.49% to close at 13.92 billion naira, away from the previous close of 10.198 billion naira. Profit before tax grew by 36.49% to close at 13.92 billion naira, away from the previous close of 10.198 billion naira. Profit after tax was up by 43.56% to settle at 8.76 billion naira, away from the previous close of 6.1 billion naira in 2018. Its earnings per share for the period under review stands at 6 naira 64 kobo, up by 43.56% against the previous earnings per share of 4 naira 62 kobo. With reference to the share price of 22 naira 15 kobo, the PE ratio of Julius Berger stands at 3.34 times with earnings yield of 29.98%. Julius Berger Nigerian proposed a final dividend of 2 naira 75 kobo to its shareholders. Relative to the current share price of 22 naira 15 kobo, Dividend yield of the firm stands at 12.45%. The firm, in addition to dividend, also declares bonus to shareholders in the proportion of one new ordinary share for every five existing shares held. Qualification date for dividend is May 29, 2020. Closure of register is from June 1st to June 3rd, 2020. Payment date for dividend is on June 19, 2020. The Securities and Exchange Commission will, on April 1st, begin enforcement of a new investors and identification regime aimed at enhancing transparency in the capital market and forestall the recurring incident of unclaimed dividend. In a circular, the Apex Capital Market Regulator stated that no transactions will be effected on any existing investor's account without updated and validated information as required under the approved Know Your Customer format for the market. Any stockbroking firm that trades on any such incomplete account shall be sanctioned. SEC directed stockbrokers to capture full information in respect to new clients and update information of their existing clients. The required information include bank account details, bank verification number, telephone number, and email address. Such information should be validated against the Nigeria Interbank Settlement Systems Limited BVN validation portal. Brokers should update their order management system to enable the system flag of accounts with incomplete KYC information. According to the Commission, the clearinghouse for the stock market, the Center Securities Clearing System, should give an editable format of list clients with incomplete records to the stockbrokers for them to update and return to the CSCS. The Apex regulator mandated the CSCS to ensure transmission of full information to the registrars following transactions, while registrars must ensure that new or updated shareholders' information transmitted to them are properly captured in the relevant company's registers of members. I want to briefly share with you some classic investment guides. That will be after this short break. Please don't change this radio station. I'll be right back.
The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. In Abayonomics, which is an insight on the behavioral pattern of stocks according to Abayomi Babalujo, there are few laws that prices of stocks at any point in time adhere to. Whether you are conscious of this or not, they remain the truth. Let us consider a few here. The Abayonomics second fundamental law of equity price movement states that the price of stocks can decline from a height that can also over time recover all the lost ground and surpass the former heights ever attained. Technically, this is the essence of a periodic capturing and analysis of the low and high prices of stocks. Let us use Guaranteed Trust Bank as an example. The analysis will show performances at 5 years interval between January 6, 2003 and January 6, 2018. Between 1st of June 2002, when price was 5 naira, and 1st of June 2006, when price was 9 naira 6 kobo, there was a growth of about 50%. This infers that price movement of stocks that will eventually win will not probably gyrate from the word go. Such stocks do always follow normal market condition. They might be slow in the first few years. Please follow through for as long as the company is performing in earnings. Between 1st of June 2006, when the price was 6 naira, and 1st of June 2008, when the price had climbed to 13 naira 80 kobo, there was a growth of about 240%. Notably, the market became bullish, particularly in 2007 to 2008. Please note that there was a high of 14 naira 76 kobo on 5th of March 2008 before the market crashed the same year. By June 2009, the stock price had fallen to 20 naira, a decline from the price level of June 2008 of about 54%. Significantly, it suffices to note that there was a low of 7 naira 90 kobo on 28th January 2009. If that point is to be captured relative to the highest price of 14 naira 76 kobo up until that period, there was a decline of 80.62%. A quality stock can still lose almost to shedding all its value. This infers that price is nothing more than what the market is willing to offer. In a good market, fantastic prices are offered, sometimes beyond what the company in question is worth. When the market becomes bad, in the same vein, the market can offer far below the worth of a company. Between June 2009, when the price was 20 naira, and June 2012, when price was 15 naira 19 kobo, price was within the same range. Notably, this was also a period when the market was trying to find its level after the crash. By 2013, from the price as at June 2012, there was a growth of 100%, as there was a high of 30 naira on May 30th, 2013. Thereafter, the stock price was within same range to 2015. By 16th of January 2016, GTB's stock price opened at 5 naira, or a decline of 59% from 31 naira 88 kobo, which was the high of 2015. Between the open of 5 naira on January 16, 2015 and high of 57 naira attained by 22nd January 2018, there was a growth of about 337%. This infer that when a stock is attaining high price levels from the previous lowest point, percentage growth that surpassed previous performance is also possible. The same guarantee eventually closed 2018 at 5 naira and had also tested a low of 33 naira 45 kobo in 2019. GTB traded 19 naira 60 kobo as at the close of trade yesterday. From the above, the following is clear. The quality of a good stock is not in its not experiencing a decline in price, but in its capacity to rise after every decline, to surpass previous heights. When you discover such stocks, hold on and ride for profits. Invest in stocks and let time enrich you, because it is time that enriches in the stock market and not gyrations. Investors who target gyrations can only be likened to a lazy footballer who will not walk but just stay on a corner waiting for a quick kick to score goals. Such might be lucky a few times, but not all the time. Gyrations will come and go, but time remains. The bull will always hand over to the bear and vice versa. The investor who stays with a good stock will emerge winner at the end. Just target these good stocks and wait. See value. No matter what stock prices might be doing under any market conditions, follow any strength. Keep tab on innovations within an organization. See value, follow value, and invest in value. You will ultimately win. Our time is first spent. At another time, I will be bringing you the remaining parts of this. But be free to let us know your views and can also let us have your questions if you've got one. Fridays are dedicated to answering these questions on this platform. Please send them as a text message to the following numbers, including your name, location, and the questions. 003-2244-723 and 081-6131-8569. For a copy of this audio and other presentations, you can log on to our website www.stocksng.com in case you would like to listen again. You would also find many other resourceful write-ups on the website. To join our 24-hour discussion on Telegram, please call the following numbers: 003-2244-723 and 081-6131-8569. They will guide you appropriately on how to join. This is how much time permits us today. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, when I will surely come your way again. My name remains Ruth Ebikunle. Enjoy the rest of your week.
The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.